With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A judge postpones former President Trump's sentencing.
Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan has delayed the sentencing until November 26th, 3 weeks after the presidential election. Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th. 7 weeks before the election. The delay means the election will be decided without voters knowing if the Republican nominee is going to jail. Defense lawyers push for the delay, arguing that punishing the former president in the thick of his campaign would amount to election interference. Judge Merchan says he issued the delay so it won't affect the election. He's also weighing a defense request to overturn the verdict on immunity grounds. I'm Mike Hemp.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney says he'll vote for Kamala Harris over former President Trump. The former VP and career politician said Trump, quote, can never be trusted with power again, end quote. Former President Trump responded by saying both Dick and his daughter Liz Cheney are irrelevant and Republican in name only, also referred to as rhinos among true conservatives. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. winds his appeal to remove his name from ballots in North Carolina, wins rather his appeal to get his name off the ballots in North Carolina and Michigan. Also at SRNnews.com, Verizon is buying Frontier Communications in a $20 billion deal.
Verizon Communications says the transaction will also help it in the area of artificial intelligence. Frontier has concentrated heavily on its fiber network capabilities over the last 4 years, investing $4.1 billion upgrading and expanding its fiber network. It now gets more than half of its revenue from fiber products.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Social Security Administration back up and running after an IT problem this morning. This is SRN News. One Canadian province seeks to protect Christians.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would guarantee that no healthcare worker or facility would be compelled to help someone take their own life. Physician-assisted suicide is legal in Canada, and every year more and more people take their own lives. Christian doctors and nurses who don't want to participate in a patient's suicide run the risk of losing their job. The Alberta legislature is expected to take up the bill sometime this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jewish officials in New York City are expressing outrage over Palestinian pro-Hamas protest against Jewish students at the City University of New York. Several recent Jewish events have attracted the pro-Hamas demonstrators who have chanted "Bring the war home" and held signs bearing an inverted triangle, the symbol of Hamas. University officials say most of the protests took place on public property or outside their jurisdiction. This is SRN News. Prosecutors in Poland say they have enough evidence to charge three people from Belarus for forcing down an airliner.
It was described by European leaders as a hijacking. In 2021, Belarusian intelligence agents discovered that a Ryanair passenger plane flying over their territory had Roman Protasevich on board, a critic of the government living in exile. So a MiG jet was sent to escort the plane down, and Mr. Protasevich was then arrested along with his girlfriend. Both were given long prison sentences, though later pardoned. The plane was registered in Poland, and prosecutors there say they'll issue European arrest warrants for three Belarusian citizens they now believe were responsible.
President Biden hosting far-left British Prime Minister Keir Starmer for talks next week. Many Brits refer to him as two-tier Keir due to his double-standard approach to enforcing the law. He's accused of being lenient with the Muslim population. More at SRNnews.com.